Awesome. You got in touch with us about the next big thing project, and I suppose, in a nutshell, wondered if you could tell us what it's all about.
We're basically trying to give a load of unsigned bands and unsigned artists a hand, because we've sort of found ourselves really with loads of resources. We've got an online marketing person, and then we've ended up with a studio where we can record. We've got an in-house photographer, and lots and lots of stuff that can help unsigned bands. But we're also finding at the minute that we've got some really good roots to radio. We've got a lot of DJs that are just sick of playing the same old stuff, and there's people in the press that I think everyone's feeling it's kind of time for a change. And there's this opportunity to really give bands a hand up. And we found ourselves with these resources, and we've been sitting around going, we could really, really help unsigned bands here, and we don't need to. We're not constrained by the same things that normal record labels are, by having to make loads of profit by employing lots of people already and having overheads and having to pay people's salaries. There's three of us, me, Chris, and Gaz, and we're kind of driven by wanting to just change the music industry a little bit.
Right, and the idea is that so bands can get in touch with you via Twitter, is that right? And
bands can get in touch if they follow us on Twitter, or if they say hello to us on Twitter. We've got people sat all day going through the Twitter and then following the bands back, finding links to their SoundCloud or their Bandcamp, and then we sit in and we've got a couple of really good A&R guys. One who used to do A&R for the Enemy, and myself as well. I'm sitting listening to these bands, and we're doing it in, like 7-hour chunks, where we'll sit for 7 hours and listen to hundreds of unsigned bands and just find good stuff, basically. And once they've got in touch and we've found them, then, we're going to start doing a bit of digging, finding out more about the ones we like. But we're going to try and help lots and lots and lots and lots of bands. So I guess there'll be probably some that we can help more than others, because, each band's got different individual needs. Some bands have already got videos, but they haven't got a record deal, and they've paid for the video themselves, or there's some bands that are recording in their kitchen. There's a brilliant band, actually, and all their demos are recorded in their kitchen. They sound all right, but we just want to get them in our studio and get a proper EP recorded for them. And we've got a video editing guy. You can probably make a video with that EP and start getting a package together. The aim is that at the end of us helping the bands, that their online stats are at a point where they can be having sort of playlist discussions with radio, because that's how the industry works at the moment. Is playlisting on the major radio stations is driven by online stats, and we've got, as a byproduct of other things, we've got an online marketing company in our office. So we've got all these amazing resources, in sort of Enemy headquarters, and we just decided it's time that we start using them to help the stuff that's trying to break through. It's so hard if you're an unsigned band at the moment to actually make any noise, to break through, and I think bands just need a hand up.
Awesome. Is there a closing date to submissions or anything like that, or is this an ongoing thing for the future?
I think it's going to be ongoing.
Yeah.
We've listened to 300 bands in the first week of being set up, and we kind of thought, we might find, three or four good ones in that. You expect a lot of rubbish, and what we're finding is we've got sort of 20 bands on the long list and 11 bands on the short list, and we're just finding loads and loads of really, really good stuff that you can't believe isn't signed, that you can't believe someone else hasn't discovered. And we've been sat around laughing at how good some of it is. It's amazing, and I don't think we've got any intention to stop this. I think that actually the intention is to grow it. And if this works, and if we can make it work the way we want to, which is getting the bands to a point where they're ready to go without having taken any percentage from them, then we'll definitely keep it going, because that's a great thing to have in the industry.
Absolutely. I was looking at all of the things, and you've mentioned some of them that you'll be able to offer them, so the recording studio with an engineer and video editing and marketing and all the press stuff that you've said, But one of the things I liked the most was that you sort of said it's the opportunity to become part of a family, almost, sort of to extend their network. Do you think that's quite an important part of it?
I certainly do. If you look at recent years, the new types of music that have broken through, when you know when R&B was really becoming massive in the UK, and you know Jay-Z was headlining Glastonbury, you know, and more recently, if you look at dubstep, all of those genres, the artists all big each other up. They're always talking about each other, and they're always helping each other out wherever they can and being on each other's records. For some reason, I don't know why, but for some reason, guitar music doesn't really do that, and it hasn't got a history of doing that. It's just competitive and spiteful and needlessly so, because we're all into the same type of music. And it's taken the industry to turn its back on guitar music, I think, for guitar bands to realise that actually we're in a bit of a minority, that, you know, we've all got the same records. If we all listen to the same stuff when we go out, we need to stop all being so competitive and actually help each other out. And that creates a scene. And when you've got a scene, you've got a lot more noise. So if your band's got 200 fans, you know, on your Facebook, but we've got 180 bands that have all got 200 fans, you're talking almost 40,000 fans every time something's played on radio. You start making massive waves, and that's how, you know, that's how hype starts. And it's, you know, it's a real valued asset that you can't buy. It's stuff that comes from being part of a bigger group and being part of a family and looking out for, you know, your fellow musicians.
Awesome. It sounds like an amazing vision, and yeah, it's so cool that you've got in touch with us. We're all about supporting new music as well, so hopefully ilikemusic.com can help, and I suppose just follow the journey. Is there anything else we can do?
The biggest thing at the moment is us trying to get the message out to bands, because we've got, you know, the enemy's sort of social media as a resource to get to bands, but that's only people that follow the enemy, and that means you get a certain type of band. And we're after all types of artists. We're after lots and lots of different genres. We've already got some, you know, some really good folk stuff that we didn't really expect to find. And you know, we've got a lot of different types of stuff. There's one lad who is kind of 60s and quite poppy, and much more poppy than we expected to find. But you know, we're really after everyone, and really just getting the message out there to people that this is going on, and it's a great opportunity, and you know, to get in touch, because we can help, and we're in it for you, not for us. And also to try and get the message to people that you would not believe the amount of bands. If you scroll through Twitter and look at unsigned bands, because no one's giving them advice, there are so many bands where you click on their profile and there's not a link to their music, and it's such a no-brainer, because you're a band, and or, you know, you're an artist, and people need to be able to hear you. And so we're, you know, on these long listening days, we're going through loads of stuff and going, well, they look great and they seem pretty cool, but we can't hear them. And you know, trying to get people to put their music online, and sort of just offering people common sense tips like that. Mm. You know, that's what we could really do with.
Okay, awesome. I've taken you off speakerphone now. That's